Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast somewhere like, I think we're in episode 346 or something like that. 346, 345, one of the two. You know, as the old joke goes, you know, 110, 220, whatever it takes. Anyway, I actually have to say, first of all, you know, day after Father's Day, to those of you who celebrated Father's Day or who wish to celebrate Father's Day or dream of being a father, you know, it's a day for you. Spend more time on making sure that Mother's Day is a good day. I promise you that's a much longer term benefit in a relationship, to spend more time on the other person's day than your own day. But it was a fun day. We grilled and, you know, did the usual start of summer thing, which is always fun. You can hear the noise in the background. That's the vacuum cleaner vacuuming the floor. A number of years ago, my wife asked me to vacuum, and so I ended up buying Roombas so I didn't have to ever vacuum again. I'm not that I'm anti-vacuuming. I'm not a really good vacuum person. I'm much better with the Roomba running it every day and making sure you empty it every day than I am, you know, dealing with the reality of vacuuming. I'm just not good at it. It's one of those things, you know, my mom taught me to cook. My mom taught me to, you know, clean and do all this other stuff. I just never really understood the value proposition around vacuuming. I like to vacuum every day with the Roombas because then I can control, manage, and, you know, map out the house and do all that stuff. But when it comes to actually pushing a vacuum around, I don't know. I just never really got that value proposition. Who knows? It's probably a me thing, but now that it's out there in the universe, you know, I have to answer to it, right? I have to own it. When you say something, you own it, right? You have to be responsible for it. Even if you know that you can't make it real, you still have to be responsible for what you say. It's an interesting problem in the country today. I think the people think that they don't have to be responsible for what they say. And I'm not going to get into the political stuff today. It's never fun. It doesn't do anybody any good. And ultimately, you know, it just causes a lot of consternation and a lot of frustration. As my father used to say, one of his favorite words, frustration. Also, he used to say, "Hi, I'm from the university. I'm here to help." That was his opening line in most of his talks that he gave, you know, because the old joke is, obviously, you know, I'm here from the government. I'm here to help. But you're never there to help. And, you know, you may be from the government, but you're not there to help. You're there, right? You've made an appearance, and that is all you've done. But neither here nor there. Anyway, the other thing today is I'm trying to clean up some technology projects that I've been working on. I actually got a new video camera to do daily weather feeds. I used to do a forecast, and I shared video every day called Yesterday's Weather. And I did that for a long time, almost 6 years. But unfortunately, the company I was using, BloomSky, went out of business. Sad and depressing, but I now have a new video camera. I'm just struggling to find time to set it up, with work schedule being what it is right now. And work is always interesting, because no matter what happens, you're always, you know, a day late and a dollar short when it comes to work. So a lot of stuff going on right now, a lot of projects going on right now, and there are a lot of things I gotta, you know, do and get done, you know, kind of as I go forward. The other thing I've been working on is I've been taking a look at a number of technologies, and I actually published a new article on Hub Pages. It'll be available tomorrow. The new article is talking about the consumer technology. When I was a kid, you know, in the 1960s, NASA, the U.S. government, and the Department of Defense drove innovation. I mean, if you think about the internet, right, it grows out of DARPANET. Well, DARPANET is a project done by DARPA. And it merged with a couple of other agency projects, including the Department of Energy's network, and ultimately became the internet. And then, you know, the internet became what we call the internet a few years later, when the folks over in Switzerland, the CERN project, in particular Tim Berners-Lee, invented what is called the Hypertext Transfer Protocol, or what we more commonly call HTTP, or the World Wide Web. That was that whole genesis of the web coming out of all of that. Well, that's how, you know, innovation kind of worked, because CERN, by the way, is a large government-funded and international government-funded entity, like the International Space Station. The reality is, you know, big innovation came out of the government first. That shifted in probably the early to mid-90s, where the consumer market actually drove innovation at a much faster rate than governments or the DoD did. If you think about 2007 timeframe, you know, with iTunes, and everybody always says, oh, you know, it was, you know, the iPhone changed the market. The iPhone didn't change the market. The iPhone was a good phone. I have an iPhone myself. I love my iPhone. It's a very good phone. It's not a bad phone. It's a good phone. But that's not what changed the market. What changed the market is the shift. When they actually brought out the iPhone, they changed the iTunes store. Now, the iTunes store changed the music world by having 99-cent songs you could download, right? In the old days, when I was a kid, you know, you bought a whole CD or you bought a whole record to get one song. You know, there are groups, and Neil Young is one that I have 25 or 30 of his songs that I love. And you know, and they're like entire albums that I love to listen to of his. But the reality is, for most artists, you know, it's 1, 2, 3 songs at the most that you really love. You know, there are a few: Billy Joel, Neil Young, you know, The Doors, where I love the whole album. But that, you know, it wasn't always the case. So Apple brings out this concept of buy a single song for 99 cents, and that changed the music industry. They did the same thing to the application industry, and that's the big change that the iPhone brought with it, is that whole concept of, you know, we now can do cheaper applications. Applications used to be expensive. So this evolution in technology is now suddenly pushed to the consumer side. The consumer market drives much more innovation very quickly. And honestly, it's really interesting. If you're interested, the link to the article is included with this podcast. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week.